Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The Royal Scottish Tartan. Here's what I learned from reporting while King Charles was attending the Scottish Games. This is great fun. The royal family originally started attending the Games in the mid-19th century when Queen Victoria and Prince Albert purchased Balmoral Castle. The Scottish Tartan Authority said, "The king's new tartan, which they revealed for the first time this year, green, blue, and red tartan was designed by the Scottish Tartans Authority to mark the occasion of the coronation and in recognition of His Majesty's strong support in preserving the culture and traditions of Highland dress and Scottish tartan. The cloth, woven in 100% Scottish wool by Lochcarron of Scotland in Selkirk, includes a central triple stripe motif, which is a feature of the royal tartans previously worn by His Majesty, including the Duke of Rothesay, the Duke of Rothesay hunting, and Lord of the Isles hunting tartans." Gregory, this all requires translation, but what I take out of it is that Charles is sincere about keeping Scotland in the United Kingdom. It's a genuine affection. Do I read this correctly?
Oh, there's no question. And King Charles is very proud of the fact that he is a direct descendant of James I of England, and who was also James VI of Scotland. And Prince William, for example, is also has that lineage, but more so through Princess Diana, connected to even more Scottish kings. So the connection there is profound. And the King Charles III tartan, I think, is actually going to become very, very popular. And, of course, his attendance at the Braemar Games, again, very, very significant. The question, though, is whilst he's been an enormously modern monarch, he's worked with public relations advisors, he's studied all of the polls and the like, he is still, however, finding it difficult to maintain the surge in popularity which the crown got immediately after the passing of Queen Elizabeth and the coronation. What we see is that we've got a polling which from YouGov, a polling organization, which says that basically 62% of Britons believe in a continuation of the monarchy. Now, I think that's an understatement, you know, and it certainly wouldn't be reflected at that level, I think, if a poll occurred, because once you get people being asked to vote on something like that in a referendum, they would then look at the alternatives of, well, what is the alternative to the crown? It's an elected head of state, and that means a politician, and all of a sudden it loses some of the magic and it loses some of the prestige which Britain would have. But when the same poll, however, you got a poll just after the death of Queen Elizabeth, showed that the crown was supported by 67% of Britons, and now it's something like 62%. So Prince Charles is going to have to look at other ways to keep the bounce and to really show that the crown is relevant to all of the population. That can be done, but it can't be done through the conventional media. It's going to have to be done in other ways, and of course, courting social media is fraught with all kinds of potential problems. So it may even take a crisis to show that the monarchy is the strength of the country.
He does genuinely enjoy the Scottish Games. Who wouldn't, Gregory? I mean, I'm not really surprised. But then again, because of the turmoil in British politics these last years, there's always the suggestion that Scotland wants to leave. Not now, not with a Scottish tartan's authority, the green, blue, and red tartan designed by for the king. Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.